And weekdays at 9:35-ish, we have our Positive Chats podcast. Now, there's all these home improvement shows and rehab shows for homes and things, but none of them have quite the twist as this miniseries on PureFlix. It's called Rebuild and Restore. And we have one of the co-hosts of that series, Shannon Fields, on the line. Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning. How are you today?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well. I am up and have my coffee. So and that music you had on had me dancing. So I'm good now.
All right. Awesome. So you're awake. Where do we find you this morning?
I'm in Atlanta, Georgia.
All right. Sorry. I think we've sent some of our cold weather down to you guys, huh?
Oh, my goodness. It's going to be freezing in the morning. But the crazy thing is 3 days ago I was in shorts and it was 80 degrees. And then I'm going to wake up to 20-something.
Well,
I am a summer girl all the way. So, yeah, this is going to sting.
Well, tell us about your show, Rebuild and Restore.
Oh, goodness. Rebuild and Restore is such an amazing and inspiring book. It actually centers around James 1:27, the Bible verse that instructs us to help widows and orphans. And it is a home fix-it show. But I guess the twist is that we come in there, myself and my co-host Ken Fletcher, and he does the rebuilding part of something in their home that needs fixing. And I actually take the widow and the children, sometimes they're younger, sometimes they're older, and do something really special to heal their heart. It's just one of those shows that you've got to watch.
So is it more like fixing a room or fixing appliances or something that's broke? Is it a total home rehab or kind of depending on the situation of each person?
Just depending on the person. So it's a mini series right now. We are hoping to do more. One of the episodes is somebody's complete remaking of their front and backyard. Just some really special things happened that they needed done. The second one was, man, we did a lot of stuff in that house. And that actually happened to be my sister. Hmm. She had lost her husband and we asked her to be on the show. And the third one was somebody's complete basement. So every show is different.
Now, as you were putting together the show, you yourself became a widow. Tell us what happened. Tell us your story.
Yeah. So actually, when I was cast to co-host the show, I wasn't a widow, and my husband wasn't even sick that we knew of. So we did episode one, which was kind of like the pilot. We did episode two, which was my sister. And by the time we were doing episode two, he was diagnosed with a terminal illness called ALS, which is also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. He was a football coach. He played football, nose guard for Ole Miss. He was a big guy who was strong. He was strong in his physical, but he was also strong spiritually. And we just believed in our heart that God was going to heal him on out of heaven. But during the third episode, God chose to heal him another way. And he ran with his arms during the third episode. You won't know that by watching the episode, but I can tell you it was the hardest time of my life to go on set. Knowing that my husband is no longer here on this earth, and then I was a widow. So the game changed a whole lot. I saw things from a different perspective. Like I never dreamed in a million years that would happen to me.
Wow. So I imagine you probably, as you're helping these widows and talking with them and ministering to them, I am guessing that's kind of helping you heal as well?
We help each other heal. It's really kind of a really unique thing to minister to widows and be a widow. We have walked a lot. I mean, each widow heals differently, but we all have faced such deep loss that we can, we get each other. And we are friends. I mean, and there's so many from the show, just from watching the show, that has contacted us, widows and even widowers. It's just crazy how it has inspired them to, because my heart is to help widows heal forward and get off the couch. Because I can tell you, I've been, in a month, it'll be a year since my husband passed away. But having ALS, I feel like I've grieved for a whole year before that, because you grieve each loss, because it kills the muscles. So you can't, like, couldn't use his arms and his hands first. So I feel like I've been grieving for so long. I feel like this point in time in my life, as I am the journey, I'm healing through the journey, I really want to help bring back some joy and some laugh and dance to widows' hearts. And so, yeah, we do help each other heal.
Now, I can't imagine what was going through your head when you get to cast for this idea, this great idea of helping widows rebuild their home and also help them rebuild and heal their lives. And then, you know, you think God brought you to that place, and then, you know, you lose your husband. How did that affect your faith? What did you say to God, or what were you praying during all that, through all that?
Gosh, there's so many emotions. I need to write a book, really. When it was beginning to happen, I was so trusting that, you know, God was going to heal him. So I just kept pressing and pressing and pressing. But the longer that each day went on and each the month, and his body just got weaker and weaker, I knew that there was a possibility that I was going to become a widow. And I wasn't mad at God. I was just trying to understand how this is happening. And I know this happens with loss. It's like there's a shock factor that happens. You can't believe it. But you've got a couple of choices. You can either run to God or run away from him. And I didn't want to run away from him, because I couldn't make it without him. So I had to dig really, really deep in God's word and prayer. I had to surround myself with family. Throughout the whole time that he was sick, my kids, we have adult kids, 27 and 24. They're both married. I mean, practically lived in our house to help us, to help me. The community we were in, I was drawing strength from a lot of different areas. And then when it happened, you definitely shocked, and then you have to walk it out. You have to walk out of this journey. Nobody can do it for you. But like I said, I just choose life. I choose to live and trust the Lord like never before. Wow. And that is a choice we have every day, whether it's with a loss or whatever you're facing. You do get the choice. And I just don't want to do it without him.
So do you also minister to the children, whether they're young or old? And what do they go through when they lose their father?
Well, there is a lot of emotion. So in our three episodes, we have little ones. And we have elementary school, and we also have, like, senior college age. So we do have all of those ages in each episode, different in each episode. And they're all different. I know the little ones sometimes don't understand what's happening. And then you have my sister kids. I mean, they are 9 and 11. They understand what's happening, and they're just trying to, kids laugh a lot. Kids, especially those elementary school, that what I'm finding, I know some of them may rebel. I haven't come across that, but they just want to just live life and then want to take care of their mom. I'm finding, especially the young boys, they attach real close to their mom. And then the older ones, they have sometimes a little bit hard time with it. I don't know that the young ones don't have hard time. I'm not saying they don't miss their dad, because I know that they do. But just the experience for me with my niece and nephew, man, they bring life to me. They have questions. They have a lot of questions, but they still have a lot of life. And the one of the episodes is called Carla's Basement. The young lady, the young girl, she's a senior, and she was having a hard time. She had not been down in the basement since her dad passed away. He was a pastor. He was also a professor in the office. And so when we start the episode, it's the first time that they go down there. Because they just shut the door, and not down there. So I think that part of the show, even though it is a show and it's entertaining, it's people's lives, and it also helps them move forward in their grief. And each child grieves differently, like widows.
Talking with Shannon Fields, host of the miniseries on PureFlix called Rebuild and Restore. It co-stars Ken Fletcher. Tell us about Ken.
Ken, he is an amazing man who just has such a creative mind, and his heart, it was to help widows. It was his creative thought behind it. And he just knew me from the movie Facing the Giants, which was, 17 years ago, one of the Kendrick Brothers movies. And then we saw each other, met each other for the first time at a film festival, because he worked for it. And we bounced around some conversations about it, and I said I would love to do that, because my heart was to inspire women in general, and I'm a speaker, so that's what I do. And so after it was kind of developed, he called and asked would I co-host with him, and he does such a great job for somebody that's never been on camera before. Really, it's a reality show, so it's your personality, and has a great personality to do this and a heart behind it. So I enjoy working with Ken a lot.
So what kind of skills does he have? Is he a do-all person, or does he have to go, hey, I need help with this, guys, how do I do this? how does it work on his end?
Him and his brother has a business where they flip houses. They've been flipping houses for over a decade. So that was also a passion of his. So he kind of, married the passion of helping widows and fixing homes. So he already did that and loved it. And so we do have a team of professional people that come in, like electrician or whatever is needed for the project. They come in and oversee that particular thing that they're doing. So we don't try to mess with things that we don't know, but he designs it, orchestrates it, and then gets those people that knows what they're doing and the plumbing side and that kind of thing.
Yes. How are things like that? I've always wondered with these type of shows, how are these funded? Is it purely his business, or are there sponsors behind it? How do you get all the materials and labor paid for a show like this?
Yeah, that's why it is the hardest thing, is to get funds for a show like this. Currently, we do need a sponsor to continue, but the first three episodes was given, I call them angel givers, people that get into the project and believed in what we were doing to fund the show. A lot of people, for example, in my sister's episode, we had so many people in the community that have their own businesses that actually, like flooring, for example, they donated all the floor. So you have a lot of people that donate from their own businesses, and they come in and help and volunteer. I mean, we have so many volunteers sometimes, like with my sister's show. We couldn't make it without the people that would come in and help, and they volunteer with the professional, what we're doing. And then the materials, we do have to get some money from donors, which we did that for all three shows, and coupled with people's donations of materials. That is a hard thing to do. That's a hard thing to keep doing. So we are asking God to, if he wants to continue this show, for a sponsor, because having a sponsor will definitely make things a whole lot easier. But yeah, that's you got to have the gas in the car to move it. So we're hoping to get something here shortly.
So have you focused mainly on people in a particular area, or have you gone kind of just different parts of the country? Has it mainly been in the Atlanta area?
Yeah, we had a couple of them in Atlanta, and then my sister lives South Georgia. We are probably going forward, we'll probably do a lot in Atlanta area until the budget gets a little bit more. And then we definitely want to go in different areas for sure. We also partner with a nonprofit called Widow Strong, and her name is Michelle Peresti, and she is also a widow. She's a widow of 14 years, and she started a nonprofit to help widows. And she has professionals that they have written materials and a book and all sorts of things. So she's also a part of our show, and she has another location in Texas also. So we would love to get out there in Texas as well, just to expand, because there's so many from the show coming out, so many widows that need assistance and need help, and we obviously can't get to everyone. So what we want everyone to do that's listening, that if you are in your area and your church community and you know that there's a widow, go cut her grass, go take her food, go see if you could cart her kids somewhere. Don't wait for her to ask, because she's not going to. So we hope that the show inspires other people to go help a widow in their area, in their community.
So any other things that we should keep in mind if we know somebody that is widowed or recently widowed, that's kind of a couple of do's and don'ts, how we can help them?
Well, the one that I just mentioned is just go help them. If you see something, just go do it. Because I'm telling you from experience, I'm not going to just call somebody, not unless it's my daughter, and just say, hey, can you help me with this? Because you just, it's sometimes not in our nature to ask for help, but if you see it, go do it. And don't worry. I guess don't worry so much about, not talking about their husband, because I'm finding sometimes people don't know what to say. They try to avoid their late husband in a conversation. And I can tell you, I want to talk about my late husband in a conversation. And Joy, he inspired me so much. My husband was my cheerleader, I guess you'd say, to continue doing. And so, but people just do not know what to say. And if you don't know what to say, just be there. Just let them know that you're there. Sometimes you don't even have to say a word. Just them knowing that you're there matters so much.
We're talking with Shannon Fields, co-host of the miniseries Rebuild and Restore. Shannon, how can we check out the show and when?
Okay, so it is streaming right now on PureFlix.com. And if you don't have PureFlix.com, you can sign up for a 7-day free trial. I think you have to probably go in the search engine now and put in Rebuild and Restore. And our little mini series will pop up, and you can binge watch all three. They're about 35 minutes each, and they are definitely inspiring. And everyone listening could also say a prayer for all the widows out there, especially coming off of holidays and going into a new year, that God would just give them an amazing grace to do some amazing things, because I do believe there's sometimes a stigma behind widows weak, and we are far from weak. We are something as the Lord. I don't know why he chose us, so many of us, so many widows out there, but we can obviously do more than we think we can. I think sometimes when you walk through something so hard and such a loss, that we become the better version of ourselves, because we are kind of forced to. But, yeah, Pray for Widows. Go watch it on PureFlix.com and then go help a widow in your community.
Awesome. And do you have a website or a Facebook page for you or Rebuild and Restore?
I do. I have on Facebook and I'm on Instagram. Both of those links are on my website, which is ShannonFields.com. And that's Shannon with an E, S-H-A-N-N-E-N, Fields.com. And Rebuild and Restore also has an Instagram page and a Facebook page at Rebuild and Restore.
And we definitely want to remind people about WidowStrong.com as well.
Yes, because there's a lot of materials on WidowStrong.com that maybe a church group or a community group or another widow wants to start a chapter that they want to help widows. That is a perfect place to go is widowstrong.com. Or if you're a new widow and you want to be a part of a community of other widows, there's a go to widow.com and sign up. And they have where you meet online and then you have this community where you can talk and people will know exactly what's actually going on inside your world.
All right. So we've been chatting with Shannon Fields, co-host of Rebuild and Restore on PureFlix. You can check that out. And Shannon, where is the future? Where are you at in the future of Rebuild and Restore right now? How can we pray for you and the show?
You can pray for Rebuild and Restore that we find a sponsor. We really feel like this is a show that needs to continue, but obviously you can't continue without funds. And we just have been praying, and everybody, if they would just join in and pray with us, we would much appreciate that.
All right. Mind if I pray for you real quick right now?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, Lord, we lift up Shannon and all widows, Lord, that you would give comfort and peace as they go through their journey now and bring people across their paths that would be of help to them, but also bring across the people along the paths that they can help them, Lord, going through what they've gone through, Lord. We just thank you for the community of widows that's being established through the ministry of Widow Strong. And, Lord, we just pray comfort and peace to them. And we pray for the miniseries here, Lord. What a great concept that definitely have seen your hand at work putting this together. But, Lord, they're at a standstill right now and needs your help, needs your provision, Lord. You said that you will meet our needs, and we thank you that you're going to meet the needs of Rebuild and Restore and continue this opportunity to help widows and help them to rebuild their homes in whatever way, and that this would be a bright light in the community of miniseries. So many miniseries out there, so many rebuild shows out there. Lord, we pray that this would become a platform that others would admire and look up to and be inspired by, that this type of concept, not just rebuilding homes, but rebuilding lives would grow and become strong. And Lord, we thank you that you're working through this and lives are being changed through Jesus Christ, the true healer, rebuilder of our lives. We thank you for what you're doing. Mm-hmm. We thank you for what you're going to do in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Shannon,
thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Great. Thank you for your time this morning and chatting with us. What a great show. And yeah, we'll be praying that this will continue. Thank you so much for what you do.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me today.
Glad to.
I really appreciate that.
God bless. Thank you.
God bless you.
Bye. Then again, that is Shannon.
Bye.
That is Shannon Fields with Rebuild, Restore, the miniseries on PBS.